To another episode. This is episode 4. I'm really pleased to welcome Nick, a good friend and fellow at the Pontiac Tribe in downtown Pontiac. Those of you who aren't familiar with Nick, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Natural Nick Gregluski. I own Clutch Coatings and also the Fifth Lighter.
Can you tell us a little bit about the asphalt company you're a part of? Give us a little background.
So I am an entrepreneur at heart. And got my start in asphalt, getting out of high school when it was a recession. So I built my first business around that, and more specifically seal coating. And then I moved on to other things and started getting interested into the tech and into different online businesses and the possibilities.
I remember you telling me how you always like to do things differently. Are you finding that there's ways to advance or improve the asphalt paving business in Pontiac or in general?
Yeah, I think that with not just with the asphalt business, but any business, you can improve it right now with everything being in its infancy, mm-hmm. as far as social media marketing and finding out where people are at and how to kind of capture their attention for little to no money. And when you didn't have those things back in the day, you would have to have more conventional ways of finding customers. So going door to door and just marketing in that way. And
more traditional marketing.
Yeah, and you still do that. And you still have your signs that you want to be in the front yard. That's gold more than being part of like with community network meetings. And so you want, and there's other ways too that people will try and get you to do it, whether it's like newsletters or whether it's, you know, being on menus. I mean, ultimately, once you start in any business and you do a good job, word of mouth is huge. So, you know, sign in the front yard, people see that you did a good job, mm-hmm. and you get another one, and the calls keep coming. And then with the seal coating business, it's residual. So it takes you a good 3 years to build yourself up. But in your third year, you see your residuals 2 years prior to that.
So what determines that cycle of business, that it's every 2 years a residual comes in?
Well, with seal coating, it's a two-year thing. So it's a lot of people think that it fills the cracks, but it doesn't. It's pretty much just a coal tar emulsion that gets sprayed or brushed onto the driveways or the parking lots.
Okay.
And it kind of fades over time. So when it starts to fade from tire marks or wear and tear, you come back and you redo it again, and it gives it the appearance of having, you know, clean, fresh paint on
right.
the driveways.
Smooth.
Yeah, not so much smooth. Then that's a misconception, is people think it's going to be smooth. It has the appearance as you're driving by that it's smooth, but right. the reality is it's you're painting the driveway black.
Okay. And what is this material really? It's crushed stone with gravel, and there's some sort of chemical they add to it, right, for the sealant.
Yeah, so the interesting thing about seal coating is you run across people or homeowners that want to do it themselves, and they'll go to Home Depot or they'll go to Lowe's and they'll buy buckets, and the buckets will be, you know, around $25 to $30 a bucket. And the reality is that we don't buy it from Home Depot. We actually go to a manufacturer who produces it locally, and all the people
in Pontiac?
They're in Auburn Hills, the one that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The company's name is Surface Coatings. So Surface Coatings makes it there, and so we're able to get it at a deep discount direct, and we have these big, giant tanks. So seal coating is unique in the way that it's actually cheaper for us to come out to your house and do it than it is for you to go to Home Depot and buy the equipment and do it yourself. And it looks a lot better when we do it because we have professional grade. So one good thing about seal coating companies is we do parking lots. And so parking lots have a slightly different mix, and it's a better mix for high traffic. So people get that on their driveways. So it's always better to just find somebody to do it. But in the business, you also have people who cut the sealer and they add more water.
When someone does it themselves, they're trying to save money. But you're saying over the long run, it's still better for them to reach out to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but the thing is you do have your residuals, but you have to really maintenance those accounts. Like, you have to be in touch with the people. You'll have your people that come through, but ultimately what you'll find is while you're out working, people will stop and say, hey, can you come silk up my driveway as well? Hey, mm-hmm. while you're here, can you just do it as well? So you want to capture their information, where a lot of small companies won't do that.
So it's not like every 2 years you come by. It's how often would you say you go by to check on the lots?
Well, you know, the thing is it's all about, in the way that I established myself is I would go into a neighborhood with a bunch of asphalt driveways, and I would find them through Google Earth. And I would say, okay, well, this looks like a promising one. There's a bunch of asphalt driveways. And Google Earth has helped us out tremendously when it comes to quoting and stuff like that.
Talk to me more about, you found ways to use technology to advance it and to connect with more people and to find new customers.
So in the business, actually, I got this from one of the people that I worked for during the recession, who was a huge impact on my life. And he's Carl from Seal Coat City, and he had really crafty ways of measuring his lots, and he was always like on the cusp of finding something new. So he doesn't sleep a lot, and he is always working 80 hours a week, and he would come to his office and he'd say, okay, well, we're doing this, and this is how we can measure the parking lots from space and be more accurate, and so we don't have to be there with a measuring wheel like we used to. Utilizing those tools have made it easier for me to step away from actually owning my own equipment and starting to go in and measure parking lots and starting to sub them out to those contracts.
So you're really focused on business development, sales.
Absolutely. I think where the industry is now, though, is that we need people to actually do the work. There's so much work out there. A lot of people don't realize, like, it's one of the best things you can get into. And a lot of people started out as a little side hustle. And it turns into more and more because there's so much of a demand. Everybody wants, you know, their driveway to look nice. And even in the recession, we were doing this. And there was no problem. People were still paying. People were still doing this.
Is it common to keep a client for, like, years?
Absolutely. And some clients want it every year. So they'll say, hey, just come in April and I'll write you a check. To seal coat a driveway, if you're experienced, an experienced crew will do it in 10 minutes. 15 minutes, 20 minutes. There's been times where I was on a crew that was so efficient that by the time I would go, and we're not talking big driveways, because some driveways are 4,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. The average driveway is about 1,000 to about 1,200 square feet. But a smaller driveway, you know, 800. So we're looking at like maybe four cars can fit in this driveway.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking 15 minutes. We're in and we're out. And by the time I go to walk to the door to pick up the check, we're going to the next house.
So you're faster than the guy who mows the lawn.
We are. But, you know, and the whole thing, it there's variables. So cleanliness of the parking lot is one of the variables. And whether or not they want crack seal is another variable. Or if they're the first driveway of the day. And there's a whole way that we do that as well as far as scheduling our routes. So we don't, you know, we want to be close to home for the first couple hours because we don't want to get that morning traffic. And a lot of people will start and say, okay, well, I want to go start at the furthest way and make my way back home through the route. So a typical route for a good seal coating crew is about 10 driveways a day. And so what we do is we go out to the first couple that are close to home. We let the traffic kind of die down. And then right after that, we'll shoot to the furthest and start to work our way back.
How early does your day start in this business?
About 6 o'clock, 6 to 7 a.m.
And until it gets dark, or even when it's dark?
So when it's, the funny thing is like when it's dark, we'll do big parking lots. So when you wake up one day and you're like, oh my gosh, how did this parking lot just turn completely black overnight? Yep. Well, because we were there overnight.
Because Nick was there.
We were there. You know, it's one of those things where we, you know, we cone it off and we have to do it in segments. And dealing with traffic is pretty much one of your biggest stressors because people do not know how to follow cones. It doesn't matter how much caution tape and cones. You always have somebody who's like, oh, there's no traffic here, and they drive right through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you lose your mind because they're going right over the finished product, and tire marks are horrible. So I typically will tell somebody, you know, that, you know, your car, you need to go get it washed and detailed, even though they probably won't even notice.
You're saying it can't ruin their car?
No, not really.
It's not going to ruin it.
No, so when you do get sealer in your car, we have this thing called oil flow that we use, and it takes it right off. But you need to do it faster before, like, it will stain a white car if you don't get it off fast enough.
Are there certain mistakes that are most common that you find by your clients that you have to come in and educate them about?
No, so pretty much in this business, it's like, you know, they realize, like, you know more than them, and they just want it to be, the mistakes are done by the actual people that do it. So one mistake would be not trimming back the grass. Or, you know, something as simple as just putting too much sealer on the edges instead of cutting it in and doing a good job. Or mm-hmm. a lot of times you'll see, like, splashes up by the driveway or by the garage door. So
is that because they perhaps don't have as good equipment as you?
No, it's all about just how, you know, attention to detail. And that's what sets you apart, is all about the presentation and making sure that everything that you do from the start to the end, and tying off the barrier and making sure that looks nice, is very important to potential clients that are driving by. And they say, okay, well, this looks really nice.
So I know you mentioned attention to the detail. I know previously we had spoken and you talked about how sometimes for larger parking lots, the team has to spend an extra amount of time just to clean up, as much as an hour or 2 hours cleaning up the entire space.
Yeah, so there's two different methods that we do seal coating. The first one is the brush. And when we brush them, we typically will brush a driveway. It'll be a lot thicker of a coat to put on. But when we do these giant parking lots, we actually spray it out of a wand that's connected to a hose mm-hmm. that is that has an air compressor hooked to that. And so it actually sprays it out in the mist. And that process of actually seal coating is so fast that it's probably the quickest part of the whole job. The most labor intensive and the hardest part is the cleanliness. So a lot of big parking lots weren't getting seal coated in the recession. People would still do their driveways. So what we found is closer to like 2012, 2013, 2014, we had so many parking lots that just had so much overgrown vegetation and huge cracks, and we spent so much time cleaning these dirty parking lots, and it was miserable, but they were the ones that were, like, really willing to get it done moving forward. So we spent a lot of time cleaning up because they weren't getting it done every 2 years.
But when the parking lot is clean, like you said before, it can take just like 15, 20 minutes.
Let's say a 7-Eleven typical size parking lot. That would take us about 40 minutes to be in and out. Now, there's still other processes. When you're doing the crack seal, it all depends on your crew. Like, and that's why it's so important to have an experienced crew. And it's something that you can easily teach if you've done it a long time, because there's intricates that change and determine how you exit or how you get in. If you're sitting outside a parking lot and there's traffic one way and it might be your only exit, then you have to come up with your exit plan ahead of time. And if you're doing big parking lots, then sometimes you have to be there ahead of time, 5 a.m., to start to cone it off so people don't park in the place that you need to get accomplished. And there's been instances where we put signs, like, people sell their cars. There was a parking lot, a Kmart in Lapeer, one day, and there was probably 15 cars, like, just sitting there for sale at the front of the parking lot.
What do you do with them?
Well, we called a towing company, and they showed up, and we put little dolly wheels, and we jacked up their wheels and then pushed their cars across the parking lot away from where we were working.
Whoa.
And then we dropped them off.
Oh, yeah. That's good to know for people. I mean, you had a right to do that because it was your client's property.
Well, and we noticed they were there pretty much illegally. So we called them, hey, man, you need to move your car.
Right.
And they're like, oh, Mikey, I'm in New York, and you hear all kinds of stuff. And but it was one of those days where you're just like, I can't believe we're moving 16 cars by car dollies.
That's it. So it's like part of the cleaning process, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to get there. You want to, you know, a lot of times we'll box somebody in, and 2 hours later, especially when it comes to apartment complexes, stuff like that, you know, people keep their cars parked there forever. So we box them. We go and try and just keep the tires. We try and do everything we can with the brooms and brushes and go underneath the cars and make sure it's done. But
wow.
It's it's one of those things where we try not to stop and we try not to come back. The worst ones, what I would say doing are probably, well, they're not the worst, but they're really hard to watch. And that's doing trailer parks because there's so much traffic. And so you're spraying down the middle of the road and you have a car right in front of you, 10 feet away, just driving right over the sealer. And there's nothing you can really do about it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This is what I find fascinating. It's like, this is a job that perhaps a lot of people aren't familiar of the process, what effort goes into getting the job done. And you've been doing this a while. You said you started in high school?
Yeah, I started in high school, and I got out of high school, and I drove a semi-truck and got to have a little bit of a spiritual journey driving over the road for a year. And I came back, and there was still nothing to do, so I found a job on Craigslist, and it said, hey, we're hiring seal coaters. And I thought it was who I had been trained by. And it wasn't. It was actually Carl's post. And so I went there, and he threw me the keys, and he said, go seal coat this BP. And I said, super trustworthy guy, you know. He's one of those guys that really is.
And he's based in Pontiac, right?
He is based in Pontiac. And he does.
And is he looking to hire right now?
I'm sure. I mean, all the guys that I'm talking to now are all looking for people. And it's, you know, I was talking to one of the guys, and he's like, for my laborers, I'm paying them $15 an hour. And he's like, and for my foremans, I'm paying them $21, $22 an hour.
That's good, man.
Yeah. So, and there's perks with some of the companies, you know, company trucks, and they really make it easy because you spend most of your time working. And then at the end of a couple weeks, you have a nice big fat check, and you can take care of your bills.
So how long is the season, would you say?
The season, it depends on the person. So I've seen people start seal coating in April. Some companies will do it in May, like starting May 22nd. And then it goes all the way until like the first snow.
Well, this year, we kind of had a long winter, so.
Yeah, so it all depends on that. But it doesn't mean that you're not out there working. So what I would do in March and April is I would go and canvas the neighborhood, and I would say, hey, listen, I'm offering a discount for seed parking lot. You know, if I can come in here and do your driveway at a discount, a slight discount, you would become my seed driveway. And I can show the rest of your neighbors pretty much what I can do.
What do you mean by seed driveway? Sorry.
So they were my loss. Like, I wouldn't take a loss, but I would do their driveway just to get into the neighborhood. Because once I did one and I put my sign up, I'm going to get three or four.
So this is really just part of your marketing.
Absolutely. So I say, hey, listen, I'm too eager. I'm sitting in my office, and I'm really excited about the season. So I'd like to at least find two or three people in the neighborhood to really jumpstart my business. And would you like to do it? You don't have to pay any money now. We'll set you up for May, and it's just a tentative agreement. And they'd say, yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. So, but you start with Google Earth.
Yeah, Google Earth works really well when it comes to parking lots. In residentials, they have a lot of vegetation or trees, and so they'll get into the way of, like, actually measuring their parking lots completely, but you really can figure it out. When it comes to parking lots, counting stripes, you know, counting parking lot stripes can be extremely taxing, especially when you're in a parking lot and you sit there and you start counting. But you have Google Earth, and you can just go straight down and say, okay, well, this is 250, and, you
That's
know.
Great. Excellent.
This is this many zone outs, and there's this and that. And but once you learn the whole thing, it's a great business to be in. Like, anybody who has a normal job, I know so many people that seal code on the weekends. And it's great, you know. You'll make another $700 doing it for yourself on the weekend.
Very cool. And what's your point of view in terms of, like, the local area? There seems to be a lot of construction happening in Pontiac. Are you finding that construction job services are becoming more needed in the area?
Yeah, I think people just don't want to do work. They don't want to do the physical labor, but the physical labor is extremely rewarding, in moderation. You know, a lot of times when it comes to seal coating, we don't take days off. Even now, my mind is programmed that when it rains, I feel extremely calm and relaxed, because that would literally be our only days off for the season. If it's not raining, we're working Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It doesn't matter. We're going to work 15 days straight, 30 days straight until it rains.
I like that. So how can people best reach you? I know you're based in Pontiac.
I'm based in Pontiac.
And so, but people from all over could reach you if they need help. How much of a radius do you service from Pontiac?
So we actually go, like, if it's a, I'm not going to go for a driveway, obviously, but if right. there are parking lots, I go to Lansing, I've gone to Grand Rapids, I've gone to, but typically it will be a cluster of things or it will be part of a package. So whether that's maybe all the Red Lobsters or maybe, you know, a chain like that, then we would go and travel and do like the Michigan area. But there's still like the Home Depots, they want stripers to do a whole region. And so there's pretty much a job for somebody to sit inside an RV and drive their stripers around from Home Depot to Home Depot throughout the Midwest and keep striping them and then start over again. And their whole job's kind of just doing that.
And do you have people that all they do is striping?
Yeah, there's some people that do striping, but for me, when I'm trying to find a subcontractor for my parking lots, I like them to have an all-encompassed
experience background.
Yeah, well, somebody that can do everything. They can do the concrete because we run into drain issues. We run into, when you start doing the parking lots, you have asphalt issues.
Right.
You have bollard pulls. You have...
What's it called when it starts to crack up and becomes like an alligator skin?
Well, that's typically from over seal coating.
Okay.
So, and that happens a lot on smaller parking lots and driveways. So customers that want to keep seal coating over and over and over again, mm-hmm. And they want it every year because they like the way it looks, they'll actually suffocate the asphalt because asphalt actually has to breathe. And when it doesn't breathe and it keeps, it's like putting paint over something.
The parking lot has to breathe, you say?
Yes. So that's the difference between that and then concrete. And then that's the other thing is like we're trained never to seal coat any concrete. Some people are just like, yeah, seal coat it. It's like, oh, it feels so horrible doing this.
Yeah.
You know, because it looks really bad a year from now.
It's, but they just want the quick fix, those clients.
They just want it all black. They just want it to look nice and rich. And so it will look like that for like 6 months until it starts to come off the concrete because the concrete doesn't really absorb it.
So how can they contact you? Because you're the expert in this business. How can people contact you?
People can contact me. They can give me a call, 248-785-8907.
And what's your company's website?
My company's website is clutchcoatings.com.
Okay. Are you guys on Facebook?
We are.
Okay.
So you can find us on there.
But the best way to contact you is just to call you. What was your number again?
248-785-8907.
Excellent. Well, I think it's really cool what you're doing, and I love how you found a way to this use the technology that's out there. It's free, like Google Earth, social media, reaching out to people, and then the old school tactics of like just being there in person, reconnecting with people, and showing that you're there.
Yeah, people just, at the end of the day, people just want it done, and they want to know that they're getting a good product, and that you're going to take care of their grass, and when it comes to the parking lots, just that you know what you're doing, and that you've been there long enough to not be an inconvenience. You know, people don't want you in their parking lot during rush hour. They don't want you trying to shut down their stuff,
right.
and they want you to be organized. So the more that you do that, I've noticed with the shopping centers and stuff like that, they refer a friend. And once you get into one shopping center, you're into 50 of them. So it's one of these businesses that really can take off if you are just trying to deliver. And that's something that is true in every business. If you can deliver, you know, getting a chance is not hard, but you have to be able to hit the ball. And if you don't hit the ball, people are going to stop to call you, and they're not going to refer you, and they're not going to do these things. So if you're not ready to do it, and if you're in my situation, your subcontractors aren't doing their job, mm-hmm. or they're not up to par, then that's going to reflect on you, and you have to make sure that they take a priority in yours, in your business. And the other thing, really quickly, is you have, if you're getting into the business, you need to know the numbers. And so many people in small businesses do not want to get the price that everybody else is getting. And they feel like they have to undercut a little bit and pass the savings on to people just to get into the door. And though that's going to happen, people will pay you full price. Like, it only hurts the industry. And that goes into almost any business. You don't want to cut your own profit short, you know, because there's some days where it rains and you didn't expect it to rain, and there goes all your profit down the drain, literally. Washed right off before it can seal to the asphalt, and you have to seal coat it again. One thing that seal coating has taught me is tremendous about all businesses is just deliver. You have your product, you believe in your product, and you have to execute. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. And I mean, I guess that's the only truth I can say. And now with the businesses that I have online, it's the same type of thing.
But what it comes down to is
execution. The opportunities are going to come. I watch companies go to the next level on this stuff, and I watched, you know, I've been there for myself and watching my progression as far as going from driveways to giant parking lots, you know.
Fascinating conversation. I really like your advice, your tips.
Yeah, or not, but yeah, the work's been done. And I mean, I can go on and on, you know, it's about, you know, when I was growing up, I was told at an early age, being an entrepreneur with parents that weren't really entrepreneurs, that you have to treat your business like a baby, and you have to raise it, and you have to do these things. And that's great, but there's a balance in there. And one of the things I see people making a mistake on is they'll overdo it. They'll over-baby their business, and they put so much money into it that they don't draw a profit, and it starts to hurt other things like time with their family or time with their friends or a balance in that. And the other thing is that they also don't make any money, and they cut themselves short on every angle, and they rob their business of profitability, and they don't truly go out there and get...
Are you saying that every business is like asphalt? You have to let it breathe?
Yeah, I would say there's a, you know, you have to find the balance, but at the end of the day, it's not a baby, it's a mechanism, and that's part of the execution. You don't hit the ball and keep your bat still at the plate. You follow through, and you on to the next one. Whatever it is that you want, there's really no obstacles that I see, regardless of who you are.
That's why I'm doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again.
All right, Josh.